I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Claudia Jordan. Welcome to Cocktails with the Queens, and we are back with our my beautiful girls. Hello, Miss Vivica A. Fox. How you doing?
Hey girl, hey.
From London, right?
Yes, all the way from London this time. I tell you, I've been jet setting and world traveling, making it do what it do.
You stay working. I love it. I love to see it. Also, please welcome the beautiful Selena Johnson. What's up, Selena? Hey, pretty girl.
Hey, girl. Hey. Hello, Cocktails with the Queens and all the fantastic fans and friends that will be getting all up in our business and talking real crazy to us tonight. Hi.
I'm sad I didn't get to see you when I was in Atlanta. I was working on a film, but we were just both too busy.
No, it's cool, girl. I was down to the studio. You was down to the studio. Everybody was down to a studio. So
I was supposed to take you out for your birthday. So now I owe you a birthday gift or going out or some flowers and Lisa Ray, because I did not make her birthday party either. And last but not least, the birthday girl, the beautiful Libra season, Miss Lisa Ray. Hey, girl.
It is Libra season, and I am celebrating. I am blessed, booked, and busy.
There you go.
Hey, queens, what's going on?
Happy Monday. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
We saw your videos all over social media.
I can be with you, girlfriend.
I know. Next time, we're going to put something all together.
And it looks so fun, like the upscale, the one in D.C.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that, too.
The polo match. When we had Sears asking for the donations for Black Mental Health Alliance. Yes. And then I took to the mic and became the DJ and the hype girl all at the same time. So I tore the party apart, the pieces, and shredded it like it was parted like the Red Sea. So I did my thing. I had a ball.
It looked really fun. And I'm really bummed I didn't make it. I really thought I was going to make it, but I was so... today's my first day out of bed since I wrapped Thursday. I got home and was in bed with, like, I thought I had COVID, so I had to take two tests.
I didn't get out of bed today at all. I slept. I'm in Destin, Florida, and I'm relaxing with my family and stuff. And I have this like incredible house, and the suite is upstairs. When I tell you, ain't nobody seen me until just an hour ago.
Well, we spoke, Lisa Ray. We definitely got to get together and do something for your birthday and a girls trip, period. And also Selena's birthday. We definitely got to do that. Let's just kick up the show honoring you with some kind words and thoughts. And Vivica, would you like to go first or would you like to go last?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Hey, baby sister. Happy blessed birthday, queen. You know, we've been through our trials and tribulations, and I'm just so glad that we are in a fun and new grown-up ass chapter of our friendship. I value you. I'm so proud to see the woman, the grandma, the mother that you are. You are truly the backbone of your family. I'm so happy to see you smiling again, my friend. And I just want to say, continue to live, to love, to laugh, and may God continue.
This group, you know what? These two.
Truly, like I said, like my baby sister, and I'm just so happy to see you just shining, that glow that's on your face. I watched you. I wish I could have been there with you just to see you dancing and having a great time. Really warmed my heart, Lisa Ray. Continue to smile and shine because you deserve all the happiness that life can continue to give you. I love you.
I receive that and take all of that. And thank you for that.
I love it. Selena?
Our little relationship, I tell you. When I tell you it is a complete movie that we be tuned in, Claudia be tuned in for every week. Lisa Ray, I just adore you. I just think that you are the epitome of grace. I just love, you know, I just love how you wear white effortlessly. I just think it is the greatest, coolest thing. And, you know, here's what it says about you to me. It says, I'm a risk taker. It says, I don't have to go along with the crowd. It says, I don't have to abide by imaginary rules. There is no real rule that says you can't wear white. You see what I'm saying? And so for me, what that means about her is that she's a believer, and she believed that she can do and accomplish absolutely anything. And if you look at Lisa Rae's career and the way she began and how she is still here thriving, she has longevity. She's still absolutely drop dead gorgeous.
Yes.
Who would even think that this sister is a grandmother, somebody's grandmama? Again, the way you love on and take care of your family and others, and just such a caring person. And I have watched you on this show just to take something that you like, this ain't really what I do, and take something and just make it your own. I mean, you, and now young girls will look at you and be like, wow, you know, I want to be like the Cocktails with the Queens. I want to be like the women on the Cocktails with the Queens. So I'm just in awe of you all the time. You're just fantastic. And then got the nerve to be down to earth, got the nerve to be a superstar and down to earth at the same time. I love you. I'm again, just like Vivica and Claudia, but I love you. And I am Chi-Town sister. And I am so blessed to share a platform with you every Monday. It really is truly a blessing. So happy birthday. I absolutely adore you. And I wish nothing but wonderful things for you. And I know that God is doing that in your life right now. Because as soon as Vivica said, I'm happy to see you smile, honey, the tears.
So she's, and
that's when you know the people been through some things.
Really in a very good place. Lisa Rae. Yes.
Claudia, please bring it up from the rear and make me laugh, because
I will. But first, I gotta say, son, because I do enjoy the soft side. Because after you done cuss us all the way the F out a couple years, we gonna make you cry. Okay, we gonna make you cry. Okay, because you didn't feel bad for us at all. Lisa Rae, there's a lot of reasons with our mutual friends that we've had and people that you were close to, I was close to, that why we shouldn't have been friends. And we powered through. And I think there's a reason for that for us to get here. And when we were in Jamaica at Vivica's party, a couple times we got to be on the beach, just me and you, because we like the ocean. Vivica likes to be by the pool with a nice cocktail. She don't like all that sand on her because she's just very, very clear. So we got to really talk, and I really enjoyed you on that trip. I really did, Lisa Rae. We got to talk a little bit more about us, you know, like not the business and Hollywood, all that kind of stuff. And I really love that you're such a complex person. You're not what you see is what you get. You're a little bit more than that. You're a nurturer. You're a caretaker. You cook your ass off. I am mad. I'll marry you. Shit. You're a lot of things. And I love that there's girls out there that can look up to you and find themselves in a person like you, like a role model, like, you know, I'm like Lisa Rae, you know what I mean? And I just think that the way you've handled all your ups and downs in your life has been beautiful. It really has. And I look forward to many more years of getting to know you, not just on the show, but on the outside things that we do. Cause like that has been really, really beautiful. It really has. And I'm not a mushy type person yet. You know that, but I appreciate you because you could have, like I said, you could have gone left for me. I could have gone left from you because of other people, and we did not. And there's a reason for that. We're supposed to be friends.
I just want to say real quick that individually and collectively together, I appreciate all of you ladies, because what it has done for me is allowed me to see myself, to recharge, to refocus on some of the mistakes and some of the wrongdoings, and giving me an opportunity to grow and grow within our own individual relationships and as a whole. I never want to stay the same as I was last year or 20 years ago. I want to grow to a whole nother level and dimension because I got bigger, better things to do, you know? And you and all of us, we're doing that to each other. And the bond in which we share, we argue fiercely, we agree fiercely, you know what I mean? And we leave it right there, you know what I mean? We have to be sister friends in our queendomship, And I think that's refreshing for us to show that to others, because we didn't get it right before. Like, everybody else is going to make a mistake. We're getting it right constantly. And that's the example that we have to be. Hey.
Let's do a toast.
And your growth is very obvious. You have definitely grown. And
I got a drink. I'm a big girl tonight.
Hey man, birthday. But I believe you drank that night. You cussed us out on that birthday. So
you know what? You ain't gonna do that to me no more at all.
Okay.
At all.
Happy birthday. We don't know shit.
At all.
Girlfriend. Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, y'all, later on the show, we're catching up with Ms. Pat, the creator and star of BET Plus's Emmy-nominated sitcom, The Ms. Pat Show, so stick around for that. But let's get into these hot topics, because, ladies, I want to hear y'all opinion on this. Nia Long broke her silence after her longtime fiancé, Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Boston Celtics, was embroiled in a scandal with a Celtics employee and suspended for the season. Here's her statement. The outpouring of love and support from family and friends, the community during this difficult time means so much to me. I ask that my privacy be respected as I process the recent events. Above all, I'm a mother and will continue to focus on my children. Were y'all shocked hearing about this affair? Let's start with you, Selena.
Okay.
The basketball tie. No shade. No shade. You married in a basketball tie. But what did you think about this?
Okay, so this might shake the table, and maybe not. I'm not shocked. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm not shocked. Mm-hmm. A man that plays, that's in the NBA in any shape or form, they cheat. You know, this ain't nothing new. Like, the people know that this is what happens, which is probably why Matt Barnes said what he said when he was like, this is common, which was kind of crazy. But I wasn't shocked. Disappointed, yes. And I'll just say this, and I'm gonna move on because I don't want to be too long-winded, because it's so many layers to this. And people are saying so many things like, oh, well, you know, other white people did it, white men did it, they don't get in trouble, and they put the black man on blast and this, then the third. I don't know if it's about any of that. What I do know that is, you know, the NBA might have rules. You in a relationship, there are rules. But I'm going to tell you who you can't never get away from. Karma.
Mm.
And so what you did, sir, you know, what you did, getting suspended for a whole year. A lot of people say that's a lot, but that was God's punishment.
Oh, amen.
And that punishment is probably in alignment with things that you've done in that relationship, in that instance. A lot of times it ain't about the rules or the regulations of an organization. Because the FBI, same way, you get caught cheating on your wife, you get fired. But in this instance, you were suspended for an entire season, which is probably torturous.
After bringing your team to the finals as a black head coach, like, you let a lot of people down.
That's torturous. So actually, for me, this is about karma.
Okay.
What you got back is what you gave.
Well, we're going to see how this this pans out. Vivica, what you think about this?
I was, like Selena, completely disappointed. I found it to be shocking in the fact that it was, you know, one of the, was he one of the first head coaches for the Boston Celtics?
I think team? So.
No, Doc yeah. Rivers was a black head coach there, but still.
He was one of the first. Yeah.
It's still
As far as what he did. But I want to remove Nia from this, because I think it was admirable of her that the very first thing that she says is that I'm a mother and I have to take care of family, because allegedly she was blindsided by this incident. But I just want to say this, you know, at first everybody's like, it's nothing new in the NBA. They cheat, da 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 da. Well, how about this? This is about choices. And like Selena said, you know, karma catching up with you. I hope that they make this through this, or they don't. That will be their choice. But this has to be a lesson to other black gentlemen that get high positions in the NBA. You will always be under scrutiny. The same things that they can do, we can't. So making excuses to me is BS. I pray for Nia. This is something that she's pretty much been scandal-free her entire career. I'm glad to know that she is going to focus on her two sons. Kids are mean. They say really mean things. So I'm glad that that is her first focus, is that it's on her being a mother. She'll get through this. She's a very strong woman. She's a beautiful woman. And child, just so you know, Nia, they out there lined up ready to save you.
They are. Listen. Lisa Ray, what do you think?
You know, I hate that we're talking about this, because what I immediately felt was, come on, man, how old are you? You got a good thing. You got a great woman. You have a child with them. You've reared her other son. Y'all ain't new with this. You've been together for a while. Whatever problems that you're having or void that you're trying to fulfill, let's work it out, because we've grown and we've been through this thing and it needs to be worth fighting for. That's what I think. And you're right, Vivica. I feel that she's handled this graciously. I know that, you know, when people say, let me, you know, do this and deal with this in private, that that's the thing to say, because ultimately it's going to be her at nighttime with that empty bed and no more pillow talk with him, if that's the decision that she makes. I uplift her, uphold her. I will be praying for her to be able to deal with this the way that she needs to be dealing with it. And just shame on him to even just make the mistake that has been made before, that people have gotten caught and you think that you ain't going to be the one to get caught. Don't even
cheat.
Stay away from the folks at work, because that's the rule. You knew what you signed up for when you signed the contract. You knew what not to do. So why you would even diddle-dally? Dude, that's an old saying.
Come on, Deborah.
You know, it's so many other places. Dude, that's probably why you wouldn't have gotten caught if it wouldn't have been happening at work. It's too close to everything. You know what I mean? They'd be so dumb. And it's almost like, be mature about it. Be a man about it. If you have something going on, especially now these days and age, you can have and make your relationship what you need it to be. You can have a side conversation and say, look here, can I get a pass? Right. You don't know. She might have said, because maybe, you know what? I understand why you would need a pass. You know what? Go ahead. And you can keep the stuff on the down low. You know what I mean? You can blew it all up.
I'm going to piggyback off of what you said, all three of you ladies, before we go to commercial. Again, how old are you? This is like a 20-year-old, 30-year-old man's game. When you like mid, late 40s, like when is it at the point where you're like, all right, I got my guy. He's mature. We're seasoned, you know, and from what I understand, they've been together for a long time. And just 2 weeks ago, she started the move to Boston to relocate and uproot her life with her child to be closer to him, and they're house hunting. And it's like, dude, you mess with an employee. And I'm hearing a bunch of rumors. Heard the employee is married to someone that's high up with the Celtics, and there was a conversation that got caught on the Ring camera, allegedly, and that's how we found out. And then they were told to not speak to each other anymore, but it was old boy reaching out to her, and he violated. So then she went and snitched on him. So it's really a lot of layers, and it's embarrassing. You know, you 45, 50 years old, and we still getting cheated on by these men that are in their 40s and 50s. Dude, you don't even have the same hairline to cheat. Like, the audacity. Like, sit your behind down, relax, and on the heels of you as a Black head coach bringing the team that you first year coaching to the finals. It's just he just took so many L's, and we'll keep y'all updated, but it's about Nia and her son. We pray for you. I mean, it does happen to a lot of people, but it doesn't take the pain away, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and later on in the show, next up in the show, we're catching up with Miss Pat, the creator and star of BET Plus's Emmy-nominated sitcom, The Miss Pat Show. We're going to rise this energy up and get some laughter, because we can't be somber, okay?
Ooh, I got a drink.
And Nia, if you need your homegirls, you know, we got you. We can pull up. We can pull up. I'm just saying. All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. I'm going to tell y'all again, producers, y'all need to be recording the in-between commercial conversations, because that's where it all be going down. All right, y'all. Tonight, we are talking to the executive producer and the star of BET Plus's hit sitcom, The Miss Pat Show. But before we do that, let's take a quick look at this clip.
I'm going to miss you calling me 4 times a year to pay your phone bill.
I know you loved us, and I love you too. And I know you did your best, but your best wasn't always good enough. Rest easy, Mama.
What the f- is that supposed to mean?
Welcome, Miss Pat.
Oh.
Hey, Miss Pat, how's it going?
Hey, how y'all ladies doing?
Hey.
Hey, now.
Hey, Selena. Selena
hey,
on season
Pat.
Three. Selena
season
on season three.
It's up. It's up.
Well, Miss Pat, thank you for being here. You know what? It's funny because the first question is about what we were kind of talking about during the break about the whole Nia Long thing. So before we get into your show, let's just talk about it out loud on the show. What's your take on the cheating allegations involving Nia Long's fiance? What you think?
I'm 50 years old. That Nia Long and her business. I got other problems, okay? I ain't got time to be about who Nia Long, her and banging. I got my own problem, okay? I got a husband back there. They're about to go to sleep on me after this interview. I got time for that. I mind my business in this business, okay?
Okay.
I don't care about nobody else business but mine. If I saw him cheating, I wouldn't tell on him. I probably wouldn't know who he was either. I ain't got time for that. I mind my business. That's what I do. If I see y'all husband cheating, I ain't gonna say nothing. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I mind my business. What I do. Because if I tell you, you ain't gonna believe me anyway. So I'm going to wait till you get caught and you tell me. And I'm going to say, oh, really?
See, this is why everyone loves you, because your sitcom is like refreshing. And you are too, because you just keep it 100. Now, what I want to ask you is that your sitcom addresses a lot of issues that in our community, we just try to sweep under the rug. And you just come at it with the realness. And I want to know, what does that feel like for you? Are you involved with the writing and everything? Because like that segment with, you know, at the funeral, that was just so hilarious that, you know, you come on the scene and you are just kicking through doors, breaking down ceilings, you're doing your thing.
Well, this show is right now going into the third season, and it's like 95% based off of my life. That funeral, that whole mama scene, that's the relationship I had with my mom in my real life. We just took it. Now, she didn't raise up out the casket at the funeral. But if she had, I probably slapped the hell out of her back down. But that's how I felt. You know, those are the feelings that I had when I came to my co-creator, Jordan Cooper, and we came up with the idea of, hey, let's do my mama's funeral. And, you know, so it's just based off of real life. We wanted to talk about things that TV like to sweep up under the world, like molestation, drugs, mental illness in the Black community, where Black people don't think they need counseling and won't go to counseling. You know, we just think we heal ourselves with a little Windex or a little turpentine. You know how we do. We eat a little white dirt. We all right. You got to be from the South to know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Oh, we know.
But, you know, I you know, people, we think we can fix everything ourselves. I myself had to go to marriage counseling last year, and I didn't think it would work. But it worked for a friend, and I tried it. And I tell you, I learned so much about my husband that I said, I might just need to get hire me a counselor, somebody to talk to on the regular. Yeah. So we just tried to really tackle issues in the Black community that they like to sweep up under the world. You know, what's great about the show is I'm not a perfect mom. I'm a convicted felon. I'm a convicted felon in real life. I used to traffic cocaine, and I say that on the show. I don't cook on the show because I don't cook in real life. I mean, they always got a woman chopping vegetables. We much more than chopping celery, y'all. So in this show, you get to see the woman follow her dream instead of the woman holding the man up.
Yeah.
I love it.
Big facts. And I got to tell you, first of all, Miss Pat, I just want to thank you so much, because it was you and Tammy that called me like, girl, I need you to come do this role. And I was so happy to do the role. First of all, the role was... it was crazy. As soon as I got there, I had to cuss and cuss everybody out, which was a new thing, to be able to curse and be like real, you know, in a real situation that would happen in real life. You know, that's what I really love about the show, like you said. But tell everybody, first of all, before we get into like deep into the show, because the show is deep, like it does tackle mental illness and all kind of stuff, mental health. How did the show come about, and why did you decide to be this literal when you tell these stories? How did it all come about?
Well, I did a podcast with a guy by the name of Mark Maron. And I just did the podcast, told my story. A white guy, you know, didn't think nothing of it. Podcast was just coming out and they were just beginning to be hot. Well, he dropped that podcast on a Monday. I had 9 interviews in Hollywood for a TV show. I thought, I was like, a TV show? So I fly out there and I had to pick somebody. I picked a studio that didn't work out. And just so happened, the guy who heard me on the podcast from Imagine, which is Ron Howard Company, called me, just kept calling me. And they ended up, we ended up finding Lee Daniel to bring Lee Daniel and Ron Howard together because they was already working on Empire. And it took 5 years and three writers to get it off the ground. But thanks to Lee Daniel, he would never let it die. Because I'm telling you, you don't, a lot of times you get one deal in Hollywood, you go about your business on that project. I literally signed three deals on the same sitcom. And then to get it picked up by Hulu and get then they dropped it.
Wow.
But I didn't worry. I said, I never forget, they dropped it on Valentine's night. I was in Raleigh getting ready to go on stage. And I said, Lee, if it's meant to be, it'll find a home. And BET Plus is a new platform. They picked me up and I had never heard of BET Plus. I literally said, what the hell is BET Plus? And when I looked at it, they had less than 2 million subscribers. And my co-creator was like, oh my God, you know, it's such a small platform. And I think of life like I learned life through selling drugs. I said, all you got to do is treat it like crack. If it's crack, everybody will come. Two things you never seen a commercial for. You never seen a Waffle House commercial or a crack commercial. And both of them has outsold anything you've ever bought in your life.
Well, I had a whole bunch of other questions for you, but I'm going to have to stick with the script. they say my questions is too real, so I'm going to stick to what they asked me to say here. So the Washington Post have described, and I'm going to make sure I quote it. They wrote that your show is unforgiving and darkly hilarious. Unforgiving and darkly hilarious. So why do you think it was important to find humor in your dark moments of your life?
I look at life like this. I can't control the past. I mean, I can't go back and change my past. So why am I crying over it? So I just learned to laugh at the darkest things in life. So when I can laugh at it, that means I got control of that situation. I could be sitting here crying about my kid's father shooting me in the back of the head. Oh, I was abused. Baby, I tell jokes about it. I ended up getting a Netflix special behind it. I ended up writing a book behind it. I ended up getting a TV show behind it. So I just learned to take anything that you put negative in my life and I find the funny in it. And I stand on stage every night and I tell my audience the same thing. Why are you crying about something you can't change? When Neil Long make up with this man, they're going to be laughing about this mess, but she's going to put her finger in his face and I say, try me again. You might not make it out.
Okay.
But I tell you this, I have never seen your stand up. I would love to. So when you come to concert in LA, or if I call you and tell you I'm in any state that you're in, can you give me
that? Okay.
You gave me plus one. Give me plus. Right. Okay. Put me in dibs.
We'll definitely come support you.
Well, hold on. I didn't hear an answer. Hi, Miss Pat. Yes or no?
Yeah, Lisa. Of course.
Okay, so Miss Pat, we know that the show, you know, goes in. Now, have there been any scenes that you was just like, I don't know how I'm gonna get through this? Like, has there been anything that's been so hard that it really took you a moment to gather yourself for? Like, I know you talk about molestation on the show as well. So, you know what I'm saying? How was that for you?
The first season, when the finale, when me and Tammy got into a big argument. And so that was based off a person in my life that I don't have many relatives that I fool with, but it was based off a cousin that I was really close to. And for me to dig that emotion out, along with whatever Tammy was digging from, that was hard. Because, you know, I've been working with Tammy now for 3 years. So to me, I feel like she's a sister that I never had. So I've grown really close to her. And to have that argument with her and to walk away, that was very hurtful. The next one was with my kid's father. I did a whole episode about getting my winning because he done me so wrong. I remember walking off that stage that night and Jordan was crying. He's the co-creator of the show, Jordan Cooper. And he said, thank you for letting me tell your story. And I got in my car and I rolled home. And that was the first time in my life ever that I felt like I had won against somebody who, because he was 22 years old when I met him and I was 12. And then I got pregnant at 13 and gave birth at 14 and was just, and another baby at 15. So it was just hell for the next 10, 12 years that I was with him. But that night, I felt like I could close that door with that dude, because my whole life I was waiting on an apology. But when I filmed it, when I filmed that episode, I didn't need an apology. I won. I was able to say all the things that I ever wanted to say to him, face to face.
I'm so glad that you are so open about your life, because, you know, we always see the glossy side of people that make it in Hollywood, right? We see the success story and the people with the mom and the dad at home. They took acting class and did it the right way. But to hear this, I think so many more girls can resonate with your story and have quietly been going through what you're going through. And then they see you and they're like, that's me. They see myself, themselves in you. That's me. I've been through that. I've been molested. I've been raped. I've been this. I've been that. And they have someone that's so real, and it's not written by white producers and directors that are just, you know, putting lyrics and lines and they're like getting jiggy with it and just stuff that we wouldn't even say anymore. But this scene feels very real and authentic. And I think that's why it resonates with so many people. So I'm glad that people like you, Miss Pat, you have this show and you are a voice and a success story for the girls that have gone through the same stuff that you've gone through.
Yes,
absolutely.
Well, one of the things I had to learn, and I tell people this all the time, I had to learn to love myself. Yeah. I didn't love myself. I was always giving myself, because, you know, I was a mom at 14. And so my thing I was working towards was not let my child, like, I had a daughter, not let my daughter get molested. I didn't want my kids to drop out of school, because I dropped out of school in the eighth grade. And, you know, nobody had ever graduated in three generations. So I was on a mission to break so many curses and things that was going on in my life that, you know, I didn't love myself. That's why I was tolerating the mess I was tolerating from her daddy, because all I loved was my kids and I loved him, but nobody loved me. So one day I said, who loved me? Hell, I love me. When I started to love me, child, please, it was over.
Well,
I grabbed them two babies and got on.
I know that
now you love you, but the world is loving you. You were recently nominated for an Emmy for Outstanding Direction for a comedy series. That had to be amazing. So kudos to you.
Thank you. The first one for BET and BET Plus. That's the first time they've ever been nominated.
Yes, hello, please. Somebody. Got them received. Okay.
Before we let you go, we got to, of course, ask you, what can the fans and what can we expect to see from you next? They are loving you in the comments right now. They want more.
Well, it's more, I'm creating more. I have an overall deal with Paramount and BET Plus. I'm looking forward to creating more. I'm looking forward to another special. I'm in the process of trying to write another book. You know, I want to do movies and stuff, but I want to be a creator, because, you know, when you create, at least you continue to have something out there and make a little money. When people just throw you in stuff, that could be it. Look at all these people complaining about stuff they was in and didn't get paid right. Look, I am an ex-drug dealer. I like to lead. So I want to say, I always said, y'all don't let the wrong Negro in Hollywood.
Hello.
Miss Pat, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story with us and the world with your show. Make sure everybody, you go and support the Miss Pat Show on BET Plus. This woman has a story and she's authentic and transparent, and we need more of that and more of these stories. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with more Cocktails with the Queens. Thank you so much, Ms. Pat.
Thank you, sweethearts. Thank you. Good to see you again, Lisa. Vivica, I was in your city yesterday.
Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Wasn't Ms. Pat awesome? Please throw some flames up in the chat if you were feeling her interview, and if you're going to support her show, we really want to see the love. And hit that like button on our YouTube channel. All right, y'all, I'm super excited whenever we get products. That's one of the perks of working here at Fox Soul. People send us their great stuff, and we get to actually try them out. Do y'all ever remember feeling overwhelmed by the amount of choices there are out there? Now, whether you're shopping for cereal or toilet paper, there are so many options. It's hard to know what's best for you when it comes to finding skincare products that actually work, and it's even more overwhelming. Listen, I'm you know, I'm about to be 50 years old in April, so I'm always, skin is my number one priority. So I definitely want to find the best stuff that works for me to keep my skin clear and moisturized. Finding skincare products that actually work for you is complicated. And that's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatments for your unique skin. Now, through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. Now, simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a board-certified dermatologist will create your first customized treatment plan. Apostrophe offers access to treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even back, chest, and butt acne, because that's a thing, y'all. Now, they treat breakouts from head to toe, and the butt acne thing, that's a thing that's pretty interesting to me. Like, I feel like we sit on that thing all day long. We might need it. More of us might need it than that. All right, we have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/cocktailswithqueens when you use our code cocktailswithqueens. That's a savings of $15. The code is only available to our viewers. To get started, go to apostrophe.com/cocktailswithqueens and click begin visit. Then use our code cocktailswithqueens at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. All right, taking a quick commercial break, go ahead and get you that Apostrophe and get that skin clear on your face, on your back, on your butt, and all the other places you might have acne. All right, we're going to see you right after this break.
I had sex with somebody one time. I can't even tell you the role play because I'm just too embarrassed.
Hollywood Unlocked, Uncensored.
Sometimes when you're in a sexual situation with someone, you don't know how to tell them, hey, babe, this one from Kinky the problematic.
Every Thursday.
I actually was dating somebody one time, and all of a sudden I realized that he had like a food fetish.
You know what? Okay, I'm just going to move on. I'm not even going there because I saw somebody just throwing a Subway sandwich at you, and it made me really uncomfortable.
It was not a Subway sandwich, Jason.
No. On Fox Soul.
You see certain things get reincarnated in your children. My daughter is very much inspired by my wife's artistic pursuits. So my daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around. And I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you did. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
I think it's just vapor with flavor.
It won't hurt my kid like cigarettes, right?
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
Get your head out of the cloud. Today, nearly 8,000 kids will start vaping, maybe even yours. Learn about the dangers at talkaboutvaping.org.
Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. All right, ladies, we have reached the part of the show where we talk about our relationships, the challenges we face in our lives, and how we overcame them. Welcome to our queendom. Okay, ladies, tonight's topic will focus on breaking down the meaning of gaslighting in a relationship. Now, our topic was inspired by an episode of Red Table Talk featuring clinical psychologist Dr. Ramani Durvasala. Dr. Ramani said, gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation and emotional abuse in which a person's reality is doubted. It's done repeatedly with the purpose of psychologically dismantling them and leaving them feeling as though they are mentally unwell and fully dominated by their gaslighter. She continued, this isn't just that never happened. I think people get stuck on, oh, you're gaslighting me because you told me that's never happened. That's okay. Let's get into this gaslighting thing. I think this is a term that we get thrown around. So let me go ahead and read this. Let me share my experience real quick. Gaslighting, okay, a lie is one thing, right? No, I wasn't there. Okay, you caught me. You caught me, I was cheating. A gaslighter will say, you know, that's just your mind playing tricks on you, Vivica. Or Selena, you didn't really see that. Or Lisa Ray, you know, here you go again, when they're the one that's been caught red-handed. So it kind of makes you feel like you're losing it because they're so good at making you feel like you didn't see what you just saw, and you don't know what you didn't know. So let's get into this. Have y'all ever dealt with a gaslighter? Anyone here want to go first? Anyone ever feel like they've dealt with someone like this?
No, gaslighting never worked for me. I think of it as a manipulating ass kisser. You know, because you can't tell me, you know, because first of all, I don't really listen to a lot of gossip. And if I do take in something that might be going on, I do just that. I take it in and I keep it here. You know what I mean? Like here until I obviously can relate to it because of my own eyes. I've seen, you know, my own experience or whatever, you know. But it's hard to be
manipulated. Not really about gossip, like stuff with you. Like say you're with a man and you caught him in a lie. Instead of him fessing up, he may try to make you feel like you crazy, like you didn't see what you saw. Have you ever had that happen to you?
I mean, yeah, that happens. That happens.
But okay, then that's a gaslighter.
Who do you think you're talking to, you know?
Yeah, I can see it not working with you, Lisa, but never mind. Let's go to Selena.
You know, I just broke up a friendship relationship with a person who had a histrionic personality disorder, very much a narcissist. And narcissists tend to gaslight a lot. Even when they're victims, you can still become a narcissist even when you've been victimized in your life. So like off of the example that Claudia, just piggybacking off of that, like this person, if you highlight them hurting you, like if you say, hey, this makes me, you know, this, or I'm hurt about that and you shouldn't have done this. And even if you come to them in a nice way, they always want to spin it as if the reason why they did something is because of
you.
You know, it's you, you're the reason why, and this person, or they will try to make it seem, they will create their own story in their own mind. Well, I don't like the way you normally talk to me, so this is why I respond. But, you know, it's never dealing with their problem at the time. It's almost like, oh, you stabbed me. Stop stabbing me. And they'd be like, well, you keep jumping in the way. So every time you jump in the way, you keep getting stabbed. But it doesn't address the fact that you're stabbing me and I'm actually dying.
They make you question reality.
That's what they do. And I've had people in my life that are like that. There's some that are constant victims that everybody did something to them. They never take responsibility for things that they've done to other people. And those type of people, only thing, in my experience, the only thing you can do is stay away from them. That's it. Like, it's no real way you can try to make them see, because I feel like personally, because I'm not a psychiatrist, but I just feel like they haven't addressed the trauma that has happened in their life, and it blocks them from seeing that they're hurting others. You know,
they have no empathy for others. And Vivica, let's go to you. Have you ever dealt with a narcissist? Do you feel like you've dealt with one?
Yes.
Thank you for answering that for me, Lisa.
Welcome. No.
We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. Seriously. Is it too... Do you want me to move on?
I haven't been able to see my godson for 2 years, who I miss so much, dealing with someone just like this. And it was the one way to hurt me. And Lisa Ray knows exactly who I'm talking about. You know, I wish these people knew that through their lying and self-serving, selfish ways, how hurtful it can be. I am a very strong person and I give a lot, and people have to understand when you gaslight and you do it to manipulate, and if it involves children, how unfair it is. That's all I can say for now, Claudia. I'm sorry.
No, I know what you're talking about, and I'm sorry. But thank you for speaking on that, because it's not only in relationships, it's with friends. It's with anyone that makes you question reality, like, was I tripping? Was I wrong?
Right now, I'm going through it. I'm going through it right now with a person, but I got to keep saying to myself, it's not you. Your heart was good. You did everything you were supposed to do. You know, you have to believe that. Like, you got to keep saying it over and over again to yourself, because I'd be doing it too. Like, well, maybe I did say, and maybe I didn't do. And
you know that, what?
That don't be the case.
I think also that it becomes the person's perspective, because they're not going to see it your way until they see it for what it really is, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they feel valid in the way that they are thinking until you bring it to them. Like, you sometimes need a mediator. Sometimes you need somebody in the middle to say, hey, this is Black and this is white. Now, do you see the Black and do you see the white? Sometimes you need that to be able to come. And I think and believe that when it's time for it to come and to throughout the healing, it will come right back around.
I agree.
And sometimes, Lisa Ray, you have to learn to release and let God.
That's right. And let them deal with a situation that is the same to them like they did to you. That's sometimes how they see.
I will say this, though. There is no cure for narcissism. There's Agreed. No cure for You cannot change a narcissist, y'all. And a lot of people will be very frustrated and hurt themselves in the process because they're like, no, I can get through them with my love and with the facts. They don't live in the same world as you. They don't. So, all right, y'all. Thank you all for being so transparent about that. And I'm sorry, Ms. Vivica, that you're hurting about this. And I know you missed
it. I'm going to always let my godson know that I love him. Nothing will ever destroy that love. Nothing.
I think we all know that.
Ever watch this one day, know that your Gigi always loves you.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I didn't ask y'all about drinking, but I'm going to drink my drink right now.
So I need one too, damn it.
Let's all have a drink on that.
All I got is tea. I mean, you know.
All right. Well, we'll be ready. I'm sorry. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Wow, that was a very powerful queendom. If you missed it, please watch the rerun tomorrow. All right, y'all, we got to talk about this story. I know half of us don't want to talk about it, but Black China's mother, Tokyo Toni, went on a transphobic and homophobic rant. Take a look.
Your son or daughter is a transgender bitch. You ain't teach them nothing. You ain't do nothing. They supposed to hide their like they was hiding their coming out the closet.
Wow.
Mother advice from Tokyo Toni. Selena, you want to take this one?
What's wrong with her mama?
Like, okay.
Girl, you don't have nothing else better to do. Are you trying to get attention? Are you this jealous of your daughter that you will go to lengths this big, this large, just to make some noise? Because it was like nobody and then Tokyo, you know what I'm saying? So, and not just nobody then her, it's like what she's saying is so foul. And in a moment, in an era where we are trying to get through that, where the LGBT community is trying to get over the humps, they're breaking down barriers, where life, you know, society is trying to be more accepting and things of that nature. Why in God's green earth, why in the hell would you get on your phone and talk crazy about the LGBT community? I'm talking about, that was just a little piece. If you all go look at the rest of it, it's nuts. Like, it's outrageous. And sitting there looking like she done burnt half a bottom lip off. Like, you didn't see yourself down to the mirror on that. Like, I'm just disappointed. I'm disgusted in her and embarrassed for her, for China. She's, and what did you do? Put the picture up there? Like, what she do? Put the phone on there. That's on her. Like, she actually wanted someone to hear her say that. So that's not even like an accident. You know what I'm saying? Like, who takes you? Say
she's the Azalea Banks of mothers. Azalea Banks be sitting around hooking up cat skulls and chicken bones and doing voodoo in her room, and then nothing ever helps her with her work, her career, and then it gets us to talk about her for a couple days, and then she goes back into her hiding, and that's what Tokyo Toni is doing. Now, I've had no beef with this lady, but like, this was an unnecessary, unforced error. Like, you did you volunteer this information, and why do we need to know this? If you don't like the trans or homophobic community, guess what? It is well within your right. Just like we don't have to like ratchet ass mothers who are problematic and toxic to their daughters that have black inner lips, okay, from too much smoke. We don't have to like you neither. But like, to just volunteer hate when people, we just trying to get through life right now. People are trying COVID and Trump and all kind of nonsense. And then you just jump on and just be negative. I can see somebody, friends did something to you. You address that person, but to just blanket and spray a whole community, lady? Really?
Awful.
And you talk about mothering, Tokyo Toni. You talk about mothering, but it appears allegedly your own daughter don't F with you. So what? How are we gonna listen to you about mothering?
And you're why not a good
Why would we listen to you about mothering?
Yeah, no. You don't know what you're talking about. Come out. That's why they not raising these kids. You don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't have anything to do why kids are homosexual. That has nothing to do with that. That has absolutely nothing to do with that. And that's a poor representation, and that's a poor perspective. It's a trash ass perspective, and it's actually offensive. Luckily, the gay community is probably used to people like that and probably not paying you no attention and paying you some of the finest dust from the oldest tombs in in Egypt. Because actually, that made me angry. Like, just come on, just going off on, like, that was crazy to me.
Don't be so loud and so wrong. If you've ever spoken to anybody transgender or homosexual, they say, have conversations. They say, do you think I would choose this life for myself if I had a choice? I was born this way. I cannot help this. This is who I am. And I'm loudly living myself as myself. So like for her to say this stuff, like someone just said, ooh, let me be black and trans and just, oh, that's going to be a fun time on this earth with the way we are. Like,
and even if they did choose it, people could do what they want to do. Who is you? You can't tell nobody what to do. Nobody's telling you not to smoke whatever it is you smoking that's turning your mouth black. So you can't say nothing to nobody how they live their life.
I don't argue with three types of people. I don't argue with bitches that don't have a nightstand to put a drink on. I don't argue with bitches that got their mattress on the floor with no headboard. And I don't argue with women that got that black lips from all that smoking there. You have no self-care in your life. I don't argue with y'all. I don't.
It ain't right. It's not right. Yeah. And hopefully she issues an apology at some point, because
no, she'll probably roast us and say we're whores and old.
Well, I don't care. You can call me a whore. You can go talk to my husband. I don't give a damn what you say, but I ain't put no videos up talking about no whole community.
You can call me whatever you want, but you can't call me this.
Oh wow, Claudia.
This is a nice pinkish hue. Nice healthy pinkish hue. All right, y'all. Claudia.
Wow, that's all I can say.
Mm. Where do you see the video though? It's enough. Yeah, it's not good.
Well, anyways, we had a fun show despite ending on that note, didn't we? Lisa Ray, I hope your birthday was amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing. When I tell you, I'm so relaxed. I can't wait to wash off the eyebrows that I have on my face and my family.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
That's right. Hope you had a great birthday. I want you to kick it off for the pulse.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday, Lisa Ray. Make sure y'all stick around for the pulse that's coming up next. But let's take you out with some more. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa Ray.
Happy birthday, Queen. Happy birthday, Lisa Ray. Stay blessed.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.